Law and Gospel, the Reformation Solas, the Theology of the Cross, the Means of Grace, Simultaneously Saint and Sinner. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity. It's written by regular guest Dr. Al Schmidt. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity is published by Concordia Publishing House. 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt at issuesetc.org. Hallmarks of Lutheran Identity, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We think about it as chores, don't we? It's just chores around the house. That means that somehow, even though we try to keep things neat, the stuff just piles up and the dust bunnies collect. I have a house now that it has 7 cats and 3 dogs, as well as, let's see, 5 full-grown adults and a baby living in it in less than 1,400 square feet, if you can imagine that. And the dust bunnies are now, well, I think they've gone past the bunny stage. They are into something larger than a bunny, whatever rodent is larger than a bunny. And the place needs to be cleaned, and it's so hard to keep up with it. And yet, if we think of it as more than chores, maybe even Christian vocation, we might get a different perspective on that daily task. Joining us to talk about it, Katie Schuerman, a Lutheran pastor's wife in Sherman, Illinois, author of several books, including House of Living Stones and The Choir Immortal, and a recent column for The Federalist titled 10 Reasons I Still Keep a Clean House Despite Everyone Insisting It's Stupid. Katie, welcome back.
It's great to be with you, Pastor Wilkin. Thank you.
You give your 10 reasons, but the one that stood out to me, and for me, it is ironing as a way of remembering my mom, because she taught me how to do that. She was the daughter of a dry cleaner. But for you, it's sweeping the floor as a way of honoring your grandmother. What are you talking about?
Well, my grandmother was blessed with 3 children, and I am one of her many grandchildren. She is a farmer's wife, and so her days were spent caring not only for her own family, but also all of the helpers out in the fields who were tending to their crops. And still, she managed to keep her floor clean. And that's not because that's something that we all have to do, that our floor has to be clean every second of every day. We all know that's impossible. Floors are meant to be lived on. They're meant to be walked on. They're meant to be played on. And inevitably, those floors get dirty. But still, my grandma, in service to me, in service to my mom, in service to all those people who entered her home, she still swept her floor regularly so that it might be clean, so that it might be usable for those that she loved. And I think it's really trendy today to talk about messes as being a good thing, as virtuous, maybe we could even say, as something that's proof of your having really lived a full, good life. And sometimes you see these blog posts or memes that talk about such things. And I smart a little bit when I see them, because I think of my grandma. I think about how much she did and still does love me, and one of the ways she did that was by cleaning her home, that I might be there and thrive there. I was reading a blog post written by a Lutheran pastor, and he kind of posited in it that God loves messy floors. And he writes that God loves the freedom of the mom who gets nothing done but playing and pretending. That God loves messy floors because God loves when his children love their children. And I just thought, my grandma loves me, even though she was sweeping her floor instead of playing with me. And I think sometimes we look at a mess and give it more value than it actually has, or sometimes we ascribe to it more meaning, that that by leaving a mess on the floor means you're truly loving somebody better because you're spending time with them. My grandma, she spent time with me while she was cleaning the floor. In fact, I was reminiscing with my sister earlier today. She remembers when we would be visiting my grandma on a Saturday morning, and we would help her clean because that was a cleaning day. And sometimes she would say, girls, today we're just going to clean it with a lick and a promise, which meant we're not going to give it the deep cleaning because there's not time today, but we're going to clean this space up.
There are other aspects of these kind of household chairs, housekeeping, so to speak, that fit into that Christian category of vocation. And You talk about it in terms of the family that cleans together. You were just mentioning that's a way that your grandmother spent time with you.
Mm-hmm. She was kind of Mary Poppins in that regard, right? And then didn't Mary Poppins teach us how to, you know, make cleaning a game? Or Snow White, didn't she teach all of us that you can sing while you're cleaning and how wonderful it is when you can convince the animals to clean with you? That's what you need to do, Pastor Wilkin. That's what's going to take care of your house, is get the cats to dust. But, yeah, there are just these ways you can spend time together as a family, and I think maybe we're missing out on something valuable in life when we think the only way to spend time together as a family is by playing together. Working together has so much value, too, because, first of all, it is quality time you're spending together as a family, but it's also time where you're in an apprenticeship of learning how to take care of other things around you. When my grandma or my mom would clean with us, she was teaching us how to take care of our own home. And that's a skill set that's invaluable to me today because I'm blessed to have a home, and I'm the one who's there to take care of it, my husband and I together. And we have not been blessed with children, so if we don't clean our house, nobody does.
Speaking of your husband, you say that dusting helps him as well. How's that?
Well, he has allergies, and, you know, thankfully we have medicine that can help with that, but, you know, it's still best for him if I can remove as many allergens out of our home as possible. He breathes better at night and breathes better during the day and improves the quality of his life. So while dusting might be my least favorite activity in all the world, I still know that even when I'm doing it, it's a blessing because it serves somebody that I love.
You talk about a kind of a clean environment, clean home, being a good place, fostering relaxation. Give us an example of that.
Sure. Well, another thing that's really popular to talk about today is that if you're a true creative genius, you have a messy desk. I think what they're positing is that all of the activity is going on in your brain and it's coming out in a creative fashion. In my vocation or in my job, that would be writing. Therefore, you're investing all that energy into creativity rather than cleaning up the space around you. And it's so interesting. I have actually found the opposite to be true for myself. And I think everybody is different. But for me, I have a difficult time allowing myself to go into that creative space when my desk is messy. And I think that's probably a fruit of my upbringing. I was raised that you take care of the messes that you make. You take care of them because you're living in community with other people, and those messes can inconvenience other people. And what I've actually learned is they also inconvenience myself. And so by cleaning up those messes, they're out of sight, out of mind, they're taken care of. And honestly, I think what part of it is that's part of my vocation in life, is caring for my home. And when I see evidence of my not doing that, I feel convicted that I should take care of that before I indulge in this kind of secondary vocation. So yeah, it helps me to have a clean space around me so that I can then go, I guess, into my brain and into my creative space and dream a little bit.
And finally, with about a minute here, Katie, you talk about, and here we're talking about service of neighbor, your husband there in the home, is your neighbor, the messes he deals with every day, and how nice it is to come home to something clean.
Isn't that nice for him to say that to me? Because he also helps me clean at home, but one thing I love to do, and I don't do this all the time, and I don't always do it well, but I try to make our home a comfortable space for him because he works hard to take care of me. He works hard to make money that we might pay for our home. And it blesses me to know that when he comes home and the space is clean and comfortable for him, that it contributes to his relaxation and to his being able to enjoy time with me. And so that's another blessing. Though I loathe dusting, though I loathe cleaning, it also reaps a good reward for my husband and for myself and for our family life.
Katie Schuerman is a Lutheran pastor's wife in Sherman, Illinois, author of several books, including House of Living Stones and The Choir Immortal. I believe she has another one coming out called The Harvest Rays. in the Anthems of Zion series, and she's recently written a column for The Federalist titled 10 Reasons I Still Keep a Clean House Despite Everyone Insisting It's Stupid. You can read it, and you can purchase her books under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pastor Wilkin.
When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. straight ahead. We're going to be talking with Pastor Chris Roseborough, as we do every Friday. Our feature this week in Pop American Christianity Today. He's brought examples of what he calls sure signs that you're being deceived and manipulated by your church leader. We'll see what he means by that on the other side of the break. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we're going to play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. interviews. You listen to them. After you've heard all four, you can pick up the phone and give us a call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote in advance, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week will get the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It's coming up in about 25 minutes here on Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.